We continue while learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Menachem Shelio. We're in Kiddushin Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. Our Mishnah is going to list several aspects of Karbanos, the bringing of Karbanos, which apply to men and not to women. And a couple of exceptions we'll see at the end of the Mishnah. So number one is Hasmichos. Smichas, smicha is where a person puts his hands on the head of the animal before the Shechita. The Pasuk says Vayikra Aleph V'samach Yado Al Rosh HaOla or V'samach Yado Al Rosh Karbano in Vayikra again. All carbonos behema, whether they be a carbon chova or obligatory or nedava or donated, require the mitzvah of smicha, of leaning your hands with your full strength on the head of the animal before the shechita, except the bechor, the maser animal, and the pesach animal. And the smicha is done through the balim, the owner of the carbon, the one who brings the carbon, puts his hands on the top of the behema, bechol kocho. And if therefore a woman's coming to bring a carbon behema, she does not do smicha. Pasuk says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, and then v'samach, so b'nei Yisrael somchim, v'nei b'nos Yisrael somchos. That's number one. Women don't have the mitzvah of smicha. V'ha tenufos. Tenufos is the waving of the carbon. When it comes to a carbon shlom, and Pasuk says, in Vayikra Zayin, es ha'chelev al hechazeh yivienu, es ha'chazeh lohanifoso, tenufa lefnei Hashem. Tenufa, waving. So the Bialim, what do? They take the fats of the animal with the chazeh and the shok in their hands, and the Kohen puts his hand under the hand of the Bialim, of the owner, and they wave together, moluch mevi, back and forth, Malo Morid, up and down. If a woman is the Baalas HaKarban, the Kohen does the Tenufa alone. The woman does not involve herself in that. As the Pasuk says, Daber el B'nei Yisrael, and we darshin B'nei Yisrael v'Labanos Yisrael. Ve'ha HaGasha. HaGasha is bringing a close. When a person brings a Karban Mincha, after he places it in the Kli Shares and places on the flower offering oil and Lavona, frankincense, he brings it to the Kohen. The Kohen then brings it close to the Mizbeach, to the corner of the Mizbeach, the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. This Hagasha, bringing close to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, bringing a Korban Mincha, is done with a Kohen male and not with a Kohenes. The Pasuk says, HaKrevo sub B'nei Aharon, B'nei Aharon, and not B'nos Aharon. V'HaKmitzos, the Kmitza of the Korban Mincha, which is the equivalent of the Shechita, but it's the flower offering. The Kohen puts his hands inside and then takes the three middle fingers and puts them over the palm. So it says, V'heviyah el b'nei Aharon ha-kohanim v'kamat misham melokum tso. So it's b'nei Aharon and not b'nos Aharon. V'ha-haktaros. Haktar is putting the fats or the kmit of an animal or the kmitza of the flower offering on the Mizbeach. The tiruoso b'nei Aharon, once again it says b'nei Aharon, and that excludes b'nos Aharon. V'ha-malikos. Malika is the shechita of a korban oaf, where the Kohen takes his thumb and the nail of the thumb and does the, it's not really a shechita, but breaks the back of the neck. And when it comes to olas ha'oaf, in Vayikra Aleph it says, v'hikruvu ha-kohen el ha-mizbech umalak es rosho v'hiktir ha-mizbecha. What two things are written in the pasuk? Umalak, the malika, the breaking of the neck, and the hiktir, and putting on the mizbeach. So we make a hekesh between malika and haktara, just like we said earlier, right before the haktaros, v'hiktiros or b'nei Aharon, haktara, putting on the mizbeach, whether it be a flower offering or an animal, or the fats are placed by b'nei Aharon, just like haktara is done by b'nei Aharon, and not b'nos Aharon, so to malika. Since we have umalak and the hiktir in the same pasuk, so to malika is done with b'nei Aharon and not b'nos Aharon. V'ha hazaos, that's the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. The Gemara says that we're referring specifically here when we say hazah to the sprinkling of the chatas ha'of, the bird carbon that's brought for certain sins, where the pasuk says in Vayikrohei, v'hizam idam ha'chatas al kir ha'mizbeach. You sprinkle from the dam of this chatas, of this oaf, on the wall of the mizbeach, and we learn a kal vachomer from a carbon behema, from an animal, not from a bird. Meaning, what do I learn about a bird, a chatas oaf, a dam chatas oaf sprinkling from a behema animal? Just like a carbon behema, when it comes to a carbon behema, you don't need a kohen to do the shechita. A shechita is kosher, even bizarre. Even a non-kohen can do the shechita. Yet, when it comes to a behema, although a Yisrael, a now or Levi, a non-kohen can do the shechita, nonetheless, a kohen has to do the sprinkling, the hazah. So a korban oath, where a kohen has to do the malika, which is the equivalent to the shechita, is not a kal vachomer, that a kohen has to do the hazah. So that kal vachomer teaches us that hazas hadam, the sprinkling of the blood of a chatas oaf, although the Torah doesn't tell you, it has to be done by a kohen. It's derived through this kal vachomer from behema, that it has to be done by a kohen and not a kohenes. Veha kabalos. The kabalos is the accepting of the blood into a kli shareis from the neck of the animal. V'hikrivu b'nei aharon es hadam. V'hikrivu, although it says to bring close, the Gemara darshins zu kabalas hadam, and it says b'nei aharon v'hikrivu b'nei aharon es hadam. That obviously includes only b'nei aharon and not b'nos aharon. So all of these avodos are noagos ba'anoshim v'lo b'noshim, men and not women. Chutz, here are the exceptions. Mimincha sota, the flour offering, the barley flour offering of the sota, unizira, and a woman becomes a nizira, shehen minifos, they do the waving. So the sota does the waving of her mincha, as we learn this in Sota Paragimel. The kohen meniach yado tachta umeinif, the kohen puts his hands underneath, and he waves with her. The nizira waves the zroa, the front leg of the animal, and the chala and the rokik, the different flour offerings, the matzos, the wafers, of her karban nizira, so that she does as well. By tzota it says, v'nasan al kapeha es minchas hazikaron, she obviously is placed on her palm, she's involved. And by nazir it says, v'nasan al kapeha nazir. And it's, although it says nazir, we know that a nazir and a nazir have the same halacha, because it says, ish o isha, ki afli lindor ned nazir. Anyone, even a woman, can become a nazira, and therefore, since the waving is done, it says, by a nazir, obviously it can be done by a nazira as well. Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes, the previous Mishnahs were speaking about men versus women, but now we're going to discuss Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. Kol mitzvah she tuluya ba'aretz. So any mitzvah that is teluya, dependent on the land, it's a chovas hakarka, it's something that's an agricultural mitzvah, it's depending on the soil of the land of Israel, like trumos, masos, leket, shecha, peah, shvias, or the shmita year, etc. That's only noeg, it's only noeg, it's only practice, and Eretz Yisrael, it does not apply to chutz la'aretz. But v'sheina teluya ba'aretz, but if there's a mitzvah that is not mutelas al hakarka, it's not something, and that's not an agricultural mitzvah, not related to the land itself or that which grows there, but rather it's on the guf ha'adam, it's on a person, imposed on the person himself, like Shabbos, Tefillin, Avodah Zarah, Bris Milah, etc. No heges bein ba'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz. That applies even in chutz la'aretz. Now, that would be true even if the Torah introduces the mitzvah with, let's say, ki yivyacha, let's say Tefillin, Petar Chamor, the first born donkey. Those are, although the Torah may say ki yivyacha when Hashem brings you to Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't mean that the mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Since they are chovos haguf on the body, they're knowing even outside Eretz Yisrael. Chutz bin ha'arla v'hakilayim. Except arla, the first 3 years of a fruit tree, where the fruit is asur b'achil and asur b'hana, and kilayim, we speak about kilei hakerem, where you have, where a person does takes a grape seed and two other seeds, let's take a barley and a wheat seed, and throws them, tosses them into the ground together. So that's a prohibition. So the Isser Peros Arla and the Isser kilei hakerem, even though those are chovas hakarka, and one would think those only applied in Eretz Yisrael, they are no heg, even in chutz la'aretz. How do I know that when it comes to Arla? Arla is written in the Torah. It says when you come to Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Kedoshim. That's halacha mishmi Sinai, that it applies in chutz la'aretz, and kilei hakerem only applies in chutz la'aretz midei frei sofim midrabanan. So therefore, in chutz la'aretz, if let's say a person would plant kilei hakerem, he'd be chayv malkus only makas mardus midrabanan. Makas mardus is different than regular malkos. But kilei hakerem is going to be prohibited bahana, or is asur bahana. So kilei hakerem, the Gemara explains the fact that kilei hakerem is asur bahana is the reason why, when it comes to Orla, that's halacha Mishnah Sinai applies in Chutz La'aretz. But Kilei HaKerem, the Chachamim were prohibited them in Chutz La'aretz because they're Asr Bahana. So, but Kilei Zroim, but if it doesn't include a grape seed, that you're allowed to plant in Chutz La'aretz. Only Kilei HaKerem are we strict about in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Elezer Omer Af Min HaChadosh. Some say it should be Chutz Min HaChadosh. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Elezer is coming to tell us that the Isser to eat from the new wheat before the 16th of Nisan, before you brought the Omer, or nowadays when there's no Omer, the 16th of Nisan, that applies even in Chutz La'aretz, he adds on, even though it's a Chovas Karka, even though you would expect that only to be in Eretz Israel. It applies Min HaTorah, even in Chutz La'aretz, according to Rabbi Eliezer. As the Pasuk says, V'lechem Kaliv Charmel Lo Sochlu, in Parashas Emor, and then it says, B'chol Moshevo Seichem, and he derives from that phrase, B'chol Makom Shatem Yoshim, where are you going to be living? Even in Chutz La'aretz. And the Rambam rules like Rabbi Eliezer. That means that there's going, Bizman Hazeh, we're not allowed to eat from the new wheat until the 16th of Nisan has passed, which was the day that the Omer was brought. And today, since we don't have an Omer, we have to follow the Pasuk, V'lechem Kaliv Charmel Lo Sochlu, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, until this very day, till the 16th of the Nisan passes, that's only what we can eat from the new wheat. And there are many questions about why many people are leading when it comes to the Isra of Chadash nowadays.